You're listening to SBS News.
At Melbourne's St Paul's Cathedral, a cross-section of faith leaders unite in prayer.
We pray that they would release the refugees detained into our community.
Over 30 refugees were thrust into the global spotlight when Australia detained Novak Djokovic in the Park Hotel Immigration Detention Facility. With the Grand Slam he came to contend almost over, religious leaders call on the Prime Minister to do the right thing before the eyes of the world turn away. Baptist Minister and refugee advocate Reverend Tim Costello says the PM has a chance to redeem Australia's international reputation.
To be truly human and truly Australian is to say, my conscience says this is wrong. At the end of the Grand Slam, they should be released. That would be the greatest honour Australia could actually receive.
Signatories to the Set Them Free campaign represent Christian denominations, the Jewish community, Muslims, Sikhs, Hindus and others. The Alliance releasing a video appealing to Scott Morrison's own beliefs using his own words.
To act with compassion and kindness, acknowledging our common humanity and to consider the welfare of others.
Those are scriptures read by the Prime Minister in his maiden speech to Parliament in February 2008. Reverend Tim Costello says the act of keeping refugees in indefinite detention is inconsistent with the faith.
36 times God's face is said to be shown in the stranger, which is biblical language for the refugee. If you want to see God, you see it in the refugee. This isn't just some distant God not caring. God sides with the refugee.
Almost all detainees in the Park Hotel have been assigned refugee status by Australian-employed migration agents. They've come to Australia from Manus and Nauru for medical treatment under the Medivac laws. Gradually, they have been released, but Sister Bridget Arthur of the Brigidine Asylum Seeker Project says the system is arbitrary.
They have to be released at some stage. We're going to do it at some stage. So when? What's the plan? There's no indication whatsoever that there is a plan. There's also no indication about why this one's been released and not this one.
Mehdi Ali has been in the Park Hotel for nearly 2 years. He sought protection in Australia after being persecuted in Iran for being a member of the Hawazi Arab minority. He was locked in detention at 15 years old. Today he's 24 and losing hope.
But someday I feel like I'm never going to get out of here. I get low, really low, that can't even sleep, any human being.
The Joint Standing Committee on Migration is considering a bill that would set a maximum term immigration detainees can be held without a court order. Submissions closed this week, and while the bill has been removed from the House of Representatives' notice paper, the committee's inquiry is still active. Jasbir Singh Surapada from the Sikh Interfaith Council is confident the government will act on the issue.
Is that what Australia stands for? I don't believe. And I know Scott Morrison, our Honourable Prime Minister, will do the right thing. So that is why I have faith that with all this appealing coming from the faith and the multicultural community, somebody will listen and hopefully, you know, we have prayed that God bless them, bless the opposition leader, and get them to do the right thing.
The Prime Minister's office is yet to respond to SBS requests for comment on the matter. Abby Dinham, SBS News.